Ramsey TV.
If Donald Trump doesn't end up being the man of lawlessness prophesied in Scripture, then I don't know who will be. And we're getting too close to the end for some new surprises to come around. And the stage, to me, looking at the political situation here in the United States, where I'm broadcasting from, and around the world, this stage is being set so perfectly for a white horse rider, for a champion, for someone to rise up and end corruption at a level with a ferocity that no one has ever seen before. This is Martin Zender. You're at MCTV. I mean, just look at Trump's mugshot from the Virginia indictment. I'll put it on the screen here if you hadn't seen it. My sister, Kelly, sent it to me the day of, and I thought it was a joke. She said, "This is Trump's mugshot." And I said, "No, no way." I honestly thought it was a joke. I found out very soon that it was not a joke. This man has sworn to destroy the powers, the unelected powers, the cabal, the tiny cabal of people who lust for control of the world. This is right out of a James Bond film with the evil villain. And I want to say this. Somebody sent me a video from Rumble about how all the different companies in the world are actually controlled by just a few companies. They're just subsidiaries of giant parent corporations that are financed by giant banks. And I'm almost hesitant to say the names. I don't know what that'll do to this video as far as it being published, but whoever sent that to me, please resend it to me. I forget who sent it to me. I watched half of it and I was just mesmerized. I never got to the last half of it, but it's shocking how such a small group of people run everything in the form of these large investment firms and these large companies. And there's tens of thousands of subsidiaries, but they're not independent. That's the thing. It's a pyramid. And at the top are very few people. And their goal is world domination and the subjugation of the human race via a tyrannical regime. Communist to the core. And one person stands in the way of that happening. It's already underway here in my country, for sure. The tyranny is here. The first thing a tyrannical government will do to assure its stranglehold on power is censor its opponents and jail its opponents, to kill its opponents, to get rid of any opposition. A tyrannical government has to do that. And that has happened here. There's been obvious, provable collusion between the government and social media enterprises that has told them what to publish and what not to publish. What we want the people to know, what we don't want the people to know. That's censorship. Censorship is the first thing that a tyranny needs to accomplish. And the second thing is to destroy its enemies. No one can have freedom of speech in an authoritarian government. Freedom of speech here in this country allows us to criticize the government. And our press was formed by the framers of the Constitution to safeguard our liberties, our constitutional liberties, and to keep a check on the government to make sure that it doesn't overstep its bounds. But that's all gone because now, in case people haven't noticed, in case someone in my audience hasn't noticed this, the mainstream, quote, news organizations are actually just an arm of the government, a propaganda arm of the government, to keep people from knowing what it doesn't want to know and to push lies that it does want people to believe, to lead them into fear. Fear is a great tool of authoritarian powers, because once they create the fear, then people will do anything to get out of the fear, and then the powers themselves that created the crisis, that created the event that causes the fear, will then say, well, this is what you have to do to deliver yourself from this nightmare. And they fail to add that we created. And so people will do anything. And so that's how it works. It's the hijacking of a crisis. And if there's no crisis, you create one. I'm not going to go into the various crises. You probably already know what they are. But one person stands in the way of this. And one person has sworn to crash and burn it. And when Trump said on Inauguration Day in 2017 that I am here to take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it back to the people, I thought, that's the death knell. That's his death sentence. Because the last thing Washington, D.C. wants, no matter what they proclaim they want, the last thing they want is for the people to have the power. They want the people to have the illusion of power. But people can't be trusted to know what's right for them. Only the government can do that. That's the lie of the left. And many people believe the lie. I don't know how, but they do. They're tricked into thinking that the left has their best interest in mind, and we're just instituting these policies for your good. And if you just do this and this and this, everything will go well for you. Well, what if we don't do this and this and this? Jail and death. But they won't say that out loud. Somebody once told me early in Trump's first administration that he's just a cog. He's part of the whole one world order. I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. No, that man, that wasn't supposed to happen. Trump was not supposed to happen. He was considered to be a joke when he ran for president in 2016. Nobody thought it was even possible. So no mechanism was put in place to prevent it, because none of the powers that be thought it was possible, thought it could happen, thought that a real estate developer from Queens, a reality television star, could be the president. Well, we know what happened. And then when that happened, they did everything in their power to get rid of him. It worked in the last thing. 4 years after the 2016 thing, another thing happened like that, but that was commandeered. And that should have been the end of the man, but it wasn't. Why? Because evil will always overplay its hand. Satan overplayed his hand in killing Christ. I'm going to end this whole thing. I'm going to kill Christ. Well, what you did, actually, Satan, was facilitate the plan, which will eventuate in, ironically, your own salvation. The left overplayed its hand. It used to be they hid the fact that they were authoritarians. And they posed as reformers, as helpers. As Ronald Reagan used to say, the 10 most The 10 words most to be feared in the English language are, "Hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help." So true. So what was put in place was a regime, a presidency, if you will, in the last 4 years that, well, let's just say the man who is supposedly in charge is completely commandeered, and he is being manipulated, obviously, by powers far above him. And now the aggression is naked, just naked. They don't even care anymore to hide their goal. And their goal is, again, sounds like a James Bond movie. Sorry if it sounds like that, but world domination. And it's doable if the people lay down. And like Trump has said, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in their way. That is so true. And they know that. And so during the man's presidency, they did everything they could to get rid of him. They couldn't. And he instigated policies that if they were to continue, they would have continued, would have been the undoing of their organization. But something got in the way. We know what it was. I'm not going to say it. It was all planned and orchestrated to disrupt the flow of good government, things that were happening positively. And now these people are so desperate that they're hurrying to try to implement their plans to subjugate the world to a few people, to become a slave state. Sounds extreme. I didn't believe this myself for years. But with recent developments, I can't see how anybody now can't see it. I was a little slow to pick up on it. And so Trump has now sworn to destroy the cabal. He was very naive. He has admitted this himself when he got in 2016, inaugurated in January of 2017, because he says, "I knew New York, but I didn't know Washington, D.C. And so he was very trusting of people. He wanted to look like he was cooperating with the other side, and he kept people in power that he never should have kept in power, people who betrayed him left and right and left and right. And he was so naive, so ignorant. The people he left there just debilitated them. He found that out. Now he knows. And they know he knows. And they know. Look at the mugshot again. Look at the mugshot. They know. When he comes back, it's a different game. And he doesn't have to worry about re-election. That's a beautiful thing. He doesn't have to worry about looking good, being nice, making sure people understand what he's doing. No, he is going to be there to save the Union, to save the U.S., which will in turn save the world. Don't mean to be arrogant there, but don't mean to be too strongly nationalist here. But the saying goes, as goes the U.S., so goes the world. Who's the most famous person in the world? It's the guy that I just showed your mugshot. That's the most famous man in the world. Soon to be the most powerful man in the world. And he is standing in their way. I think that the stage is being set perfectly for a redeemer, for a white horse rider. But things had to get bad for people to wake up to see it. Things have to get bad. They have to get bad. They have to get bad. And God put in place a corrupt to the core administration that is purposely destroying everything. Purposely. Geez, there's some bad policies. No, there's no bad policies. Purposely. Purposely create chaos. Purposely create fear. To make people beg you to deliver them. And there's enough stupid people that will fall for the fear that the plan could actually work, except for one guy. And so, isn't it strange that they are now, their biggest fear is that he is going to be president again. If that happens, they know what's going to happen this time. They know what's going to happen. They're desperate to keep it from happening. I think this man is the man of lawlessness. I like him. People say, how can you like the man of lawlessness? Because he's going to put good, two ways. He's going to put great policies in place. He's going to get rid of the corruption. Who doesn't want that? He's going to fire people left and right who have been blocking progress. Washington, D.C. is so bloated, so bloated with inefficiency because I finally realized this after years. People aren't trying to solve problems. They're trying to stay in power. Trump actually was so naive to think, I'm going to solve problems. And the last thing D.C. wants anybody to know is that problems can be solved easily and in short order. They don't want anybody to know that because then they're out of a job. They have to maintain the problems, pretend they want to fix the problems, but their main concern is to stay in power. Trump couldn't give a damn about that. He's the first guy ever run for president that didn't use other people's money. Maybe here and there, but I mean, for the most part, did not rely on special interest money. Didn't rely on donors. And he didn't need the money. He didn't need the power. He had all the power and fame and money anybody could want. I honestly believe the guy loves the country. They know that. He's not part of the cabal. Look who his enemies are. Only God could be propping this man up. Only God could be keeping this man going. Only God could be protecting this man. I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 13, and I'm going to show you what is going to happen to the man of lawlessness. Because I believe that this is him. If it's not, I'm willing for it to be somebody else. They better step up pretty soon. I just see the scenario playing out perfectly. And then when I see Tucker Carlson on Adam Carolla's show, being interviewed by Adam Carolla, and Tucker says there's only one thing left. There's only one way left for them to stop Trump. Only one thing left. I don't usually play news clips for you, but I'm going to play a 3-minute clip of Tucker Carlson on the Adam Carolla show. Watch this.
The CIA is a totally illegitimate criminal organization unless it is following precisely the orders of the elected president. Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. So he's describing a crime. The people committing that crime in CIA should be in prison for long terms. That's the great threat to democracy right there. And the fact that no one on that set could even see that tells you how deeply corrupted they are. That's terrifying. And it's true, I happen to know. And I could bore you for hours, again, since I spent my life there and know a lot of people who work there. But the bottom line is there's no oversight at all. They were able to participate in the murder of a U.S. president and then hide that fact for 60 years by keeping those documents classified, which they still are. It's unbelievable. And it's happening in front of all of us. And nobody seems to care. But you know, as the country declines and the democratic institutions weaken, and you wonder, how did this happen? Well, that's how it happened, right there.
What do you think the future holds? Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, are they going to let Trump be president?
No, of course. I mean, look, if, you know, they protested him, they called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice. On ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times. And every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously, and no one will say that, but I don't know how you can't reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him. I mean, they're putting him on trial in March of next year in the J6 case, which basically consists of trying to send him to prison for the rest of his life for complaining about the last election. That's literally what it is. Again, if this were happening in Moldova, the State Department would issue an all-hands-on-deck order to let the world know this is not a legitimate government. And yet our government is doing it. It's hard to overstate how bad this is. And I don't know where it's going, but there's a collision that's clearly imminent. And by the way, the president is senile in a way that's impossible to deny. Biden's not running the government, you know? So, like, I don't know. I've never been this worried about anything as I am about where this is going.
Yes, that's right. It just stands to reason. That's the only thing they have left. Nothing they've done has worked. They're trying desperately to keep him from running again because they are afraid, because of what happened in 2016, that he's going to run and win. And that's the end of their party. Revelation 13, verse 1, and it was standing on the sands of the sea, and I perceived a wild beast ascending out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on its horns 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. And the wild beast which I perceived was like a leopardess, and its feet were as a bear's, and in its mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gives it its power and its throne and great authority. And I perceived one of its heads as if it had been slain to death. And its death blow was cured. And the whole earth marvels after the wild beast. This beast seen by John described here is an amalgam of the four beasts Daniel saw coming out of the sea. And Daniel chapter 7. The leopardess, the lioness, the she-bear, and the great monstrous, which stamps out the other beasts by mechanized destruction. This is the Christian religion, which very soon will have authority over the earth. How could a Christian religion have authority over the earth? Because it will have, this beast will have the sheen of righteousness upon it. The perfect description of Satan, a messenger of light. Satan disguises himself as a messenger of light. And I've said this for years. The final deception has to be Christianized. All the Christians love Trump. The Jews love Trump. Trump is going to make a deal with Israel and Palestine that is going to allow Israel to rebuild their temple and live in peace until, of course, the middle of the last 7 years when that treaty will be broken, and then the man of lawlessness turns on him. But something happens coincidentally with that event, and that is the apparent assassination of, I believe, the Antichrist. There are 7 heads. I hear people all the time say that the Antichrist sustains a head wound. He doesn't sustain a head wound. It just says one of the heads of the beast, one of its heads, as if it had been slain to death. I perceived one of its heads, one of the heads of the beast. There are 7 heads. I believe this represents 7 powers. It could be that the 10 horns represent the 10 kings and the 7 heads represent 7 powers within those kingdoms. These are kingdoms, I'm convinced, that exist now. One of the heads, which I believe will be the man of lawlessness, receives a death blow. And I perceived one of its heads as if it had been slain to death. As if it had been slain to death. So there's some sort of grave injury. And the death blow was cured. So it's a death blow. Nothing to do with the head. It's just a death blow. You just heard Tucker Carlson said that their only resort is going to be assassination. But there's nothing that's going to touch this man until he's back in power. Nothing. No assassination plot. Nothing. And it's not that the man's a genius. even though he very well may be. It's not necessary. It's just that for this man, God has taken out all the roadblocks that have stopped other people from doing things they wanted to do. For instance, Middle East peace. What president hasn't wanted to negotiate Middle East peace? Nobody's been able to do it. It's too hard. It's too hard. And all of a sudden, this real estate developer from Queens comes up and says, I know how to do this. And then he does it. How? Because God has removed the roadblocks. He says, I'm going to stop the war with Ukraine in one day. What? Who can do that? God's going to remove all the roadblocks. We're on the brink of war. See, everything has to get bad. Everything has to get really, really, really bad. And we're in that state now. That's why it's so difficult to watch this, so difficult to see it happening. But there's got to be a white horse deliverer. It's got to be a white horse. It's got to be somebody righteous who does away with the corruption. See, that's what it has to be. And who else on the horizon has the star power, has the gumption, has the will? Look at that mugshot again. Who else? Who else, I ask you? I mean, bring him. I'm willing for it to be somebody else, but time is short, my friends. Time is short. Is the assassination mentioned by Tucker Carlson on Adam Carolla's show, is that the death blow? Can you imagine? It in my mind, in the scenario that I think is in massive development now, they've tried everything, and it's just an anomaly. This guy, how could it be? Everything we throw against him only builds his popularity. Because people love a tragic hero. They love someone who's persecuted like this man. Nobody else could withstand this. Every power in the world coming after you, and you rise from the dust like a phoenix, and you're just walking around like still making jokes? What? How's it possible? Because of the protection of God. The taking away of roadblocks by God. So imagine this. Finally, there's only one thing left. We only got one more card in our hand. And that's, we have to kill him. And they do. And they do. But then, he's back? Yes, he's back. But it's not him. He was killed. But his body was then possessed, inhabited by a malevolent spiritual being known as the Beast. And it looks like Trump, and it sounds like Trump, and it tweets like Trump. But it's not Trump.